I'm Emma Buckland. I'm one of the obstetricians here at Bendigo Health. So I'm looking after mostly pregnant women and delivering their babies. Our main message is that we really want to get people to get vaccinated as soon as they can, especially the pregnant women. Pregnancy makes your immune system a bit suppressed. That's how you can host a baby. And when pregnant women get sick with things like the flu or chickenpox or COVID, they get really sick. And so that's why the government's prioritised them for vaccination. And that's why I'm really pushing, please, all the pregnant women out there in Bendigo to please get out and get vaccinated, either through the hospital clinic or through the through your GP. A lot of GPs have got Pfizer now. It's not going to harm you or the baby. There's big studies from the US and the UK now that show that it's safe for the mums and the babies to be vaccinated. And if you've got any questions, don't hesitate to ask your doctor or your midwife. But really, it's important that you get on and get vaccinated.
I'm Jan Yung. I'm one of the intensive care specialists here at Bendigo Health. My message is to do all you can to protect yourself from the, you know, from the serious illness of COVID. And because we know that in intensive care, the vast majority of the patients who are seriously unwell to end up in ICU are unvaccinated. I've been in touch with my colleagues almost every day, in fact. There's a great level of concern about what's going on down in Melbourne, about the ICUs being overwhelmed. We know that patients who have COVID to the extent of needing ICU on average spend far longer in ICU than those who don't have COVID, which means that our system will become overwhelmed really quickly. So we are worried, particularly here in Bendigo, where, you know, our health services, you know, can't continue to expand. You know, we need to be able to keep our community safe, keep the people, our Bendigonians, safe. We have, at the moment, we have what we call 6 ICU equivalent beds. So you can just imagine how quickly that can become overwhelmed, because all the other diseases, the heart attacks, the accidents, they still keep going on. And if we are filled up with people with COVID, well, where are those people going to go? It's only a matter of time, and we see, despite all the lockdown measures in Melbourne, it's still spreading. It will get here. And we want to be sure that, you know, everyone is doing all they can to be, you know, to remain as healthy as they can.
So what I'd like to talk about today is COVID vaccination isn't just about protecting yourself from COVID and your family from COVID. It's actually protecting the health system as well. So what it means is that if there's good vaccination rates through the community, it will then mean that we can still offer the care for you and your family for other conditions aside from COVID. So if you come into hospital with a heart attack or a stroke or suffering from trauma, we'll still be in a position where we can offer the best care that we can.
How certain are you that COVID is coming to Bendigo?
COVID will be coming to Bendigo, it's just a matter of when, and we need to be prepared for when it does arrive.
So I'm Emma Broadfield, and I'm the clinical unit head for both respiratory medicine and hospital in the home. But we can't keep COVID out now. It is coming, it is all around us, and we can't keep closed, we have to open up. So the way we can protect ourselves and protect the services and protect each other is through vaccination. So for those that haven't been vaccinated yet, please, please, please get vaccinated to look after yourselves, your families, your loved ones, the community and the health service.